Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
All right, it's the Champies Hour here on the next round, brought to you by our friends at Champies, world famous fried chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster. Sterling, the crew there. It's been a few weeks since I've been by to see him. I got to go by there, but if you're driving by Alabaster on your way to the beach or on your way home, or if you're just in the area anytime, or if you live in the area, put Champies on that to-do list for lunch or dinner. They handle your tailgates when we get there in the fall. If you're going to an outdoor concert, great thing to do. Pick it up, set in the parking lot before you get out and go in to hear the concert. Whatever you're doing, championschicken.com, travel teams, whatever. Sterling and his crew will take care of you with some wonderful food. That includes the Mississippi Delta tamale, chicken on a stick, great chicken plates, all the wonderful sides and desserts, chicken sandwiches, po' boys, and a whole bunch of other stuff. You can see the menu online at championschicken.com. You can order in advance. You can go through their pickup window. You can go in and enjoy the great atmosphere. It's championschicken.com, your home for Blues, Brews, and Bird. Champies on Highway 119 in Alabaster. All right, here are your headlines out there. Baseball in the area tonight, Auburn and Samford over at the Hoover Met. What's that start time? Is it 6 o'clock?
Gates open at 5.
6 o'clock, gates open at 5, Brown.
What?
I waited until you got fully into that drink right there.
That's like a NASCAR answer.
I was the Mountain Dew car running today.
You know, Kyle Busch is who we really need to be talking about here. I don't know how the 18 still has a ride out here.
Auburn and Samford in baseball tonight. It's official. Alabama and Texas, week two of the college football season, will be on Fox. They did not announce a start time, but as everyone and we've been trying to tell you for a long, long time, it's going to be 11 a.m., their big noon kickoff in week two of the college football season. Gus Johnson, Joel Klatt on the call. Should be a whole lot of fun. And who's I love the sideline woman.
Jenny Taft.
Jenny Taft will be there as well.
Klatt's supposed to be on the show Thursday, so we'll try to get Clay pretty much confirmed it for you that it's an 11 o'clock.
Klatt in studio by chance?
I don't think he'll be in town in time, but I'll double check.
Yeah. Sunday. They got a doubleheader this weekend. Yeah. Sunday.
Oh, I need to check the TV ratings. They're out.
Okay. By the way, Alabama's only win over Texas, 2009 season BCS National Championship game, 1-7-1 all time against the Longhorns. Last time Alabama played on Fox, the main network.
Utah, Sugar Bowl. I think we discussed that. Yeah.
Yep. Utah,
is that right?
Sugar Bowl. Yep. After the 2008 season, that was a loss.
Wow. I mean, crap, outside of, well, you can't really say what I was about to say. I was about to say, for national networks, outside of ESPN, ABC, and CBS, Fox is about your only other option, isn't it?
Unless you're playing Notre Dame on NBC. Georgia Tech gets a big pickup. They get Clemson quarterback, four-star quarterback transfer, Tyshawn Pumachan.
It's so difficult every day. There's something new.
It's like Dunaway picks them just for that.
Tyshawn Too Cool Biotin.
You know, sports talk in the 50s would have been easy.
Tyshawn Pumachan.
Fred Jones.
Pumachan. I worked on this all night. Tyshawn Pumachan.
But I'm with Rockstar. I think you pick stories with tough names in them just for this.
He's a four-star quarterback.
He's going to Georgia.
Clemson.
He's going to Georgia Tech.
My friend Jeff Collins, program at Georgia Tech.
I love Jeff,
coming
too.
Up on four downs, by the way.
All right. He's also getting a tight end, E.J. Jenkins. E.J. Jenkins from South Carolina to go as well. Four-star cornerback Marcus Washington has reclassified. I mean, you see a lot of this happening. Would you guys reclassify?
No, man. Senior year in high school is too important.
It really is.
He committed his junior year. He's reclassifying. He's going to Georgia early.
I was talking to my daughter this morning before she left for school.
Asking her to reclassify?
No, not at all. If it meant a scholarship,
you know,
maybe.
The first to ever do it, though? Real quick before you get into that story.
I remember there was an Alabama player that did it. It was one of the first guys I can remember.
Early 90s.
Who?
It was a guy named, what was his name?
Moses Malone.
No. Moses Malone.
It was, this is, y'all are going to love it. David Silver in 90210 because he wanted to graduate with his friends. Jeez. Brian Austin Green, the first husband of Megan Fox.
Do you remember that, though?
He reclassified where he could graduate with his friends.
But I was talking to my daughter, and she's got two more full days of school left. Her last day of school is Friday, but she was telling me the seniors yesterday was her last day of school. She's got a couple of good friends that are seniors that are graduating.
Very emotional.
Yeah, it is. But I started thinking about, man, how fun was that? When you could see the end of school and the older you got and those tests that you didn't have to take all the tests.
It was incredible.
Oh, it was so good.
And then that fun summer leading up until college.
Yeah. Well, the summer before your senior year and the summer after your senior year are probably the two best summers you'll ever have.
I would agree.
Before senior year of high school and after?
And the summer after when you look forward to college. Those are probably the two best summers of your life.
Summer after high school graduation before going off to college was a blast.
You don't remember the summer before your senior year?
I did, but I mean, it was like any other summer. All great summers.
I thought it'd be better.
No, it was really good.
No, I just remember knowing, like, thinking you're about to have the world on the platter is what it felt like to me going into my senior year of high school.
Yeah, that was the only summer I didn't work was my senior summer going into my freshman year of college.
I'm telling you, if I could go back to any time in my life, it'd be summers in high school. Those were fun.
So you didn't have fun summers in college?
Not as much. I was working a little bit. I continued taking classes. Most summers I took classes.
Never took classes. I had to.
Yeah. I took at least a class. You didn't do the summer terms?
I did summer term one time I actually took classes at UAB.
I did the last time, and I made some lifelong friends that summer. Lisa Mahern was one of them.
We see her all the time.
When was the last time you seen her?
What was Jenny? Lisa lives here in town, out in Vestavia.
Your good friend, what was her name?
I can't remember Jenny's last
Tapp.
Name.
Good friend, though.
Not Jenny Tapp, but it was Jenny something.
Craig.
When's the last time you've seen Lisa Mahern? I didn't ask you where she lived.
At her Auburn game. Yeah. Her and her husband, Boo. Owned
it was the Brody Sack game.
Yeah. No, it was just this year.
When's the last time you saw Jenny Anonymous?
The Jenny girl?
Yeah.
That summer.
Lifelong friends.
Lisa Mahern is a lifelong friend.
I thought Jenny, what's her name, was a lifelong friend.
Yeah, and then Hubert Couch's wife, can't remember her name, Amy, yeah. I think, Couch.
Tight.
That summer when we took summer classes.
If you texted Lisa Mahern right now, how long do you think it takes her to get back to you?
Oh, before the segment's over with.
Okay, text me.
I'd prove you guys wrong.
Okay. Please do.
And I want to see the last text to her.
Yeah. New phone, who it is.
Okay, we got to do the segment. I'll do it in the commercial.
All right.
We'll get it back. We got to do this segment.
Lisa Mahern, we'll forget.
You cannot see any of my texts, though. You cannot open up my...
What have you been sending Lisa Mahern?
Nothing. I'm just saying that that goes down a very slippery slope. If you look at mine, I get to look at yours.
You can look at mine.
No, you just leave it laying right there, and I'll look at it and I'll touch it. The phone.
I won't look at your photos, okay?
Well, I say some bad things about Brown. I don't want to come out on the show.
Oh, you don't think I know you talk bad about me? Like, you think you don't go home and tell Maggie, Brown tried to take the show over again.
No, that's not what I talk about.
You see the sketch he did today.
It's comedy sketch in the meeting again.
Ruined the meeting again. Yep. Trying to do something serious.
Right.
Dave
Dunaway complained about the meeting. I'm just going to say this because I know. The Dave Dunaway complained about me ruining our weekly meeting because I turned it into a sketch comedy show, which I will own. I do try to turn it into a sketch comedy show. I love attention. There was one important part of the meeting where I had to show Dunaway something. He had to close Instagram on his phone to look at what I was going to show him.
Well, I was just doing show prep.
I mean, no, because you were complaining about the meeting not being taken seriously, and you're on Instagram.
You had, what had happened. I had said something earlier, but not loud enough for everybody to hear. Then you said exactly what I said, and Reed goes,
that's a great idea.
Kelsey goes, it really is a great idea, Brown. So that's what
that bothers Jim more than anything.
So this is exactly what I do at that point. I go...
Shut down.
Instagram.
Start looking at Instagram. What's everybody else doing right now? Because I am out of this meeting.
The most important part of his week. He's out of it.
Which is why I don't know if we're on the road Thursday, Friday, both Thursday and Friday.
Thursday, by the way.
You guys discussed all that after I checked out.
Things change a lot.
No.
We're filming today? No. That was switched to next month. When was that decided? You weren't there? Nope. None of us were.
I was there, but I wasn't listening anymore.
Right.
Well, we took our day. Okay, that's fine.
All right. Champions Chicken brings you this hour. Let's hear from Dabo Swinney. This is from our friends at the Clemson Insider. The Clemson Insider asking Dabo Swinney if there were any lessons that you could take away from last year. Now, Dabo's out touring around to the Clemson fan bases all over the Atlantic coastline. So Dabo is getting asked a lot about last year and the expectations from this year. This is how the head coach is answering the question.
I wouldn't say I really learned any new lessons that I hadn't learned over 13 years as far as, you know, what it takes to win. You know, I think probably the best thing from last year was a reset on an appreciation
for winning, an appreciation for what it takes to win and how hard it is to win. I think within our walls, within our team, I think that was probably the biggest thing. And just how quickly things can, you know, escalate. I mean, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, kind of a reset on the appreciation for how hard it is and what it takes. I think that has served this team well coming out of spring.
There is something to be said about that, right? About being hungry again, right? There's something to be said about being hungry again.
It's funny the way we've treated this Clemson team. It's like they are a lock to make the playoffs every year. They miss it 1 year. Have a 10-win season, by the way. I know they didn't play for their conference championship, but still a 10-win season. And they're almost forgotten. It's almost like we don't even talk about them. I'm sure Dabo will use that for motivation. That's the kind of thing he does.
I'll tell you, if they don't bounce back this year, people are going to say the Clemson legacy's dead.
Yeah, that's right.
They give you a 1 year pass that you can be out of the mix.
Yep.
But if you're out of the mix back to back years, then that's when they write your obituary.
And you know, going back to those games, it wasn't like Clemson just didn't look like an elite team.
Kevin says, I bet Dabo is one of those people that hears everything, absolutely everything everybody says about him.
Well, I think he does because he's used that, you know, in the past to motivate his team. So I think he's a type of guy that is willing to take all the crap people say about us and use it to motivate his team. Do you guys know who's got the longest home winning streak in college football?
I'm going to guess it's the Clemson Tigers.
Would you have guessed that, though, if we weren't talking about Dabo right now? I'm serious. I was going to bring it up earlier, but would you have guessed that?
I would not have.
I might have.
It's almost like we just don't think about it.
Because I knew
right
they
now.
Lost at NC State last year. They lost Georgia.
I think it's a 34 game.
Neutral site.
I'm trying to find it right now. I had it earlier.
I just couldn't think of their third loss.
It's all the way back to that Pittsburgh game, right?
I think that was their last one, Jim.
Yep.
Have y'all seen this first pitch, by the way?
I did. It's on our lower right screen of the Major League Baseball Network, Fenway Park last night.
Yeah, Steve Aoki, right. The DJ, the famous DJ that he does a lot of stuff in Vegas. I don't understand. That's like... It's like he tried to do that. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, there's some, and they're going to show the montage here of bad first pitches just at Fenway Park that have been bad. And sometimes you get nerves and you hadn't thrown a baseball in front of 34,000 people before.
No, I get it. But this one was, just to describe it, would you say about 20 to 25 feet in the air above catcher?
Yeah.
And about 7 or 8 feet outside of the box.
Yeah. He was going to soft toss it up there, it looked like. Didn't want to throw out his arm, and he really...
He almost tossed it over the back netting.
Yeah, just tossed it high. That was my favorite one. You guys can't see it. We're looking at television here, but at a Marlins game, they had a truck driving by, a promotional truck driving behind, and the pitcher on the hill during his warm-up pitches intentionally threw it and knocked out the window of the truck. That was fantastic.
That's actually a good shot.
Yeah. All right, we got four downs coming up after I tell you about Ross Bjork. Ross Bjork is the athletic director at Texas A&M. There was a report earlier in 24/7, the folks that cover the Longhorns, but not our friend Chip Brown, who says sources tell him that Texas A&M is being adamant with the SEC when discussing future schedules when Texas and Oklahoma coming in, that they do not want to be in the pod with a scheduling pod with Texas.
So in other words, they don't want to play Texas every year is what that is.
That's what Ross.
That's where Greg Sankey has to step in and say, it's going to happen.
Ross Bjork responded to the tweet about that story from 24/7 with a facepalm emoji saying, people in their sources. There's no way. I understand Texas A&M could be upset
right
about them coming to the league, but once they're in the league, even Texas A&M people want to play Texas. They're going to play that game, and it's one of the reasons everyone's excited about Texas coming into the league is that we're going to get Texas and Texas A&M as an SEC game. We're going to get Texas and Oklahoma as an SEC game.
You got to have those two games.
You got to have those two games or we don't need you in the league.
Yeah, look, and A&M wants them right now. I mean, A&M's in a better spot than Texas is.
Yeah, those are two mandatory games, though.
That's right.
You absolutely have to have Texas A&M and Texas Oklahoma.
Yeah, we don't need Texas and Oklahoma or Texas A&M, to be honest with you, in the league if Texas A&M and Texas are not going to play each other and Texas and Oklahoma are not going to play each other every year.
And I'd kind of like to see A&M keep LSU. I don't know if it's just position on the calendar. That's always, it seems like that late night game after the Iron Bowl every year, but it's an entertaining game.
Geographically fits.
It just seems like it fits. I think those two need to stay.
All right, let's do our four downs today. It is brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tire. LT has put them together for us, and he'll tell you about Vulcan as well.
Yeah, look, take your vehicle by any of the four locations of Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Get a look at the brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. And remember, a fifth location is coming very soon. That's coming to Pell City. We'll give you more information when we have that, but you can always go online as well. Go to VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
First down.
Better chance of winning another PGA event, Tiger or Phil?
You know, I was just watching Tiger Woods on TV3 down here, and I was thinking to myself, that dude looks like he's in so much better shape now than just at the Masters.
Still limping. It's a noticeable limp. And I think you've seen that we're going to see Tiger in the majors moving forward. Yeah,
They did say he feels 100% better.
He looked like he was moving 100% better. Tiger or who?
Or Phil.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Again, we're only going to see Tiger in the majors and maybe like the players and some really, really select big events. That's probably all we're going to see him moving forward. I don't know what we're going to see Phil in. I'll go Tiger.
Of all these majors.
Well, I see Phil in Saudi Arabia.
Of all these majors, this is the one that is set up a little more for scoring, right?
I think I saw the Vegas over-under is at 270 for the winning score, so that'd be 18 under.
18 under.
If this is playing at a 72, which I think it is.
I think I would go Phil here because, as we know, Phil's not a saver. He's a spender.
You're not taking Champions Tour majors. You're talking about Main Tour.
Yeah, I'm just talking about Main Tour. Yeah. I think he'll be back on it. Again, we're in somewhat of a forgiving society.
I mean, he'll get past
this. It'll blow over.
I'm telling you that at this news conference coming up at 12 noon Birmingham time, Central time, Tulsa time, that Tiger Woods will look and sound fantastic. I think he's got a chance this weekend.
All right, so real quick, it's playing at a par 70, so that's 280. So 10 under is the Vegas.
Yeah, I think you should play him as one of your four golfers.
I may. I think he has a chance this week because the rough won't be like a U.S. Open rough. He won't have the high grass like that. I think he's got a shot here. He's won at this course four times. He knows his way around.
He's won almost everywhere. It's hard to go to a course where Tiger has
the name of the course, Brown?
Southern Hills.
Okay, yeah. You know what it's got.
Hills.
It's in Tulsa. How hilly can it really be? Hasn't won at this course four times. I apologize. Won the PGA four times.
Second down.
More wins in 2022. The Falcons or Georgia Tech?
I mean, Georgia Tech's had back-to-back 3-9s.
That's right. If they get to 6, it's an amazing year for Jeff Collins. An amazing year.
I wouldn't call it an amazing year.
If they are bowl eligible with what has happened at Georgia Tech, it would be an amazing year.
They open with Clemson. They've got Ole Miss on that schedule as well. I know Clemson's a conference game, obviously. It's a tough schedule. 6 wins, probably pretty good.
Do they play Notre Dame, too?
I think they do. Give me 2 seconds, I'll tell you.
Falcons feel like a 5-win team. Georgia Tech, truthfully, be a pretty good year with 5. Usually a push. I'm going to take the Falcons.
I think I'll go Falcons as well.
I think I'm going to go Falcons. The thing that scares me about the Falcons is, you know, Desmond Ridder might end up being their guy. And I just don't think that bodes well. But I'm going to lean Falcons.
They do not catch Notre Dame. They do play Ole Miss, Clemson, and Georgia. That's three really difficult games for them. In addition to teams like Florida State, Miami, Virginia Tech, Pitt, UCF. Their non-conference is pretty stout. Ole Miss at UCF and at Georgia.
All you're doing is saying Falcons, Falcons, Falcons. Yeah, that's all Falcons. I'm hearing now. It's Falcons.
That is Falcons.
Third down.
Back on the field first in 2022, Deshaun Watson or Jameson Williams?
I'm going to say Deshaun Watson.
I think I will too.
Not that I don't think Jameson's going to be 100% and on the field quickly. With no criminal charges and all the stuff going on, I think there'll be a suspension. It's not going to shock. Is everybody going to be up in arms if it ends up being only two games?
I mean, look, there's no criminal charges.
I mean, I don't think it'd be more than 6, 4, 2.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if it's 2. I think people would get past it quickly.
I'm going to say Deshaun Watson.
I'll go Deshaun too.
Fourth down.
Celebrity birthdays. Matt Ryan, former MVP of the Falcons, 37 today. Bob Saget, Comedian yeah. would have been 66. Better career, Bob Saget or Matt Ryan?
I'll go Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Full House, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yep.
Dirty ass comedian.
Yep.
Matt Ryan was in the Super Bowl.
He was.
Did he win it?
Nope.
Did not.
Oh.
Did not.
Jake DeLone was in the Super Bowl.
That's he a good was. Point. Yep.
He was.
Okay, what about Tony Parker's birthday today? Tony Parker or Bob Saget?
I'd still go Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Yep.
Is Tony still married to Eva Longoria?
I think so.
And here's the thing. I think Matt Ryan at his best was better than Tony Parker. I know Tony Parker's got more championships.
But his country, he was on an ensemble of a really good team.
Primarily Tim Duncan.
Danny Manning?
No, definitely Bob Saget.
Danny Manning had a better run. Well, Bob Saget might have had a better run. We don't know.
Enya? I don't know. What does Enya sing?
Yeah. Sail away, sail away.
Just go to a spa. Yeah.
61 Enya today. All right, that's our four downs. Vulcan Tires every day. Go get that car or truck checked out.
Yeah, and they've got a fifth location coming soon to Pell City. For more information, go online, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
There's a developing story out of Austin, but I'll say all the reporting is being done on the Alabama side, so I'll need to see this from Austin. Apparently, Ajay Hall is no longer listed on the roster for Texas. And according to SI College Football, he has removed all Texas content from his social media platforms.
Ooh, more on that when we come back. And trash staying here. So has the Texas fan base fallen out of love with Ajay Hall? That's the way we'd build the local tees when we come back on TNR.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
If you're looking for a fun golf atmosphere that is laid back with a peaceful environment, the Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280, is perfect for you. Just a short drive from Birmingham, this 18-hole, 200-acre track with rolling fairways and ample greens is the definition of peacefulness of the country just miles from the city. Enjoy a great lunch before your round and a cocktail on the wraparound porch after 18. Come see us today. The Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280.
The new location of Walk-Ons is now open at Stadium Trace in Hoover near the Hoover Met. And just like the location off Highway 280, you get authentic, mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch every day. Walk-Ons Happy Hour is 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizer. Download the Walk-Ons mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-Ons off Highway 281-19 and now at Stadium Trace near the Hoover Met. At Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, you can now drive the 2022 Alfa Romeo Giulia TI, the Italian sports sedan of your dream, starting at $499 per month plus tax with $4,999 down, plus first payment and title due at delivery. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, 1837 Grants Mill Road, or AlfaRomeoUSAofBirmingham.com.
Like financial lease, 10,000 miles per year, WAC, MSRP, $51,499, stock numbers Q0059, Q0068, or Q0074.
Hi, I'm Lionel Richie, and I have traveled all over the world, but I consider Tuskegee, Alabama as my home sweet home. I have such a pride in this state, and I know that there's something I need to tell you that's of great importance. Vote. Register to vote and get your voter ID today. It really is easy. Easy like Sunday morning.
Drunk driving prevention is a priority at Anheuser-Busch. You can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Encourage friends to join in the pledge to Decide to Ride on DecideToRide.com. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and The Next Round. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit NextRoundLive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast like Bama and Bourbon, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at NextRoundLive.com and on the Next Round app.
When it comes to choosing a dentist, two things are critical: trust and comfort. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist-owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trussville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care Healthcare's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. StoneCreekDentalCare.com.
Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride. Whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, NextRoundLive.com.
Back with you on the Next Round, LTD&B. I just want a little gas money spinning our magical wheel back there behind the glass.
You won $2.
Yeah, you won half of a gallon.
Almost get you a tank.
$3. Just it's in Bitcoin with Lunsford.
So it's like 10 cents.
Did you have a flashback to your lifelong friend days?
Who, Lisa?
Yeah.
I'm texting her right now. Just proving we are friends to the guys.
But no, when was the last text?
No, it's got to be something like, hey, just...
Yeah.
Just wanted to say, hey, can't be, hey, proving that we're friends, please respond. Hey,
well, no, how about this? I text her on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, friend.
And what'd she say?
She says, oh, thank you, Junior. That's what I was calling in college.
Yeah,
good to hear from you.
But why can't you just send her, hey, I got a question, and let's see how long it takes her.
Hey... I've got a question.
And your question is, are we still friends?
Well, that sounds like I'm...
Or do you consider me a lifelong friend?
Do you like mayonnaise?
Hey, I've got a question. Okay, there we go. We'll see how long it takes for it to come back. Slippery slope here. Slippery slope. Ajay Hall, chances that he ends up in trash someday is what they're talking about in the chat room right now.
Yeah, I don't
I hope not for a jab.
I can tell you he's not on the Texas roster.
I've done a little research. Well, he's officially not roster. On the Texas roster.
I did not look at the Texas roster before this to make sure he was on there to begin with as a transfer. I don't know, but he is not on the Texas roster right now. The majority of this reporting appears to be coming from Tuscaloosa.
Okay, so nobody from Texas.
I haven't seen it from Texas.
It may just be a clerical thing right now.
Yeah, now Ajay Hall has, I think, if I read this right, done the news to me. Tweet again, but I think that's also what he did when he was leaving Alabama. Then he left Alabama, if I'm not mistaken.
So he's always the last to know.
It seems to be. Ajay does not get news about him quickly.
All right, so is Ajay Hall going to be watching the Texas-Alabama game from the sideline, or will he
at 11 o'clock?
Or will he be watching it on Fox with the rest of us?
11 o'clock. He's going to be on Fox.
All right, so we'll keep you updated on that. Part of our show today being brought to you by LancesLock.com and our friends at Hemp Hill Services. If you are looking for any heating, plumbing, or cooling services, our friends at Hemp Hill have been doing it since 1954. The people of Birmingham have trusted Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill for that. They fix it. They fix it right. They fix it the first time. Remember the name Hemp Hill. Give me the lock, and then I'll give you the number.
So last night we had the Mets was the lock. Game got canceled because of weather, and the only play we had was the Red Sox, which you thought no chance they would beat the Astros. They did, so we were coming off a 1-0. We've been hot in the NBA. I like the Celtics to win the series. I think they still get game one. Heat have been incredible at home, but I think a lot of Jason Tatum here. Marcus Smart possibly being out scares me here, but Celtics are a better team right now.
All right, so Celtics, the lock tonight, brought to you by our friends at Hemp Hill Services, 205-229-2090, 229-2090. Just remember the name Hemp Hill. And if you want to turn that play into some money, you can do that not with your bookie, but MyBookie.
MyBookie.ag is where you go. Use the code NEXTROUND when you go to MyBookie.ag, and you could save $300 deposit. You get $200 to play instantly, and they will match your first deposit up to $1,000. They'll meet you halfway. Whatever you put in, they'll meet you halfway all the way up to a grand. Using the code next round is when that happens. So if you want that to happen, use the code next round. It helps us and it helps you get more with mybookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, mybookie.ag.
Legion FC in action tomorrow night at Protective Stadium. Get your tickets at bhmlegion.com. By the way, UAB football season ticket sales going on. You can go pick your seats right now. Go wherever you buy your UAB tickets. And go pick your seat right there at Protective Stadium. See what just walk around the stadium, find the seat you like, and just pick your seat out. So we're getting closer and closer to football, but we're always up right now for trash. 102 days away from football, but just seconds away from LT entertaining us. Rockstar, hit the button.
Here's a house full of bees. You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit. It goes right into the house to bees to get some larva. How disgusting is that? It eats larva. Ew, that's so nasty.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, everyone wants to be someone's first choice, and Mortgage Right can help you be number one in the eyes of home sellers across the nation by getting you pre-approved faster than other home buyers. Getting pre-approved in today's competitive market, it is a game changer, and Mortgage Right is the perfect lender to help you land your dream home. With their upfront underwriting program, you can understand your budget, minimize home buying setbacks, and shop with certainty when you have an underwriter's stamp of approval backing you. Be better than the competition. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239. Equal housing lender. So I came across this video, and Forrester's going to pull it for us here. This is off the coast of Australia. Dead whale being attacked by, look at those sharks.
Oh, my gosh. They're getting after it, aren't
they?
Wow.
And that was right outside the coast, they said. Woo. That's a drone picking that up. But look how many. And they said a good majority are great whites.
All right, buddy, they're eating well, though. There's plenty of meat on that whale right now.
Is that like the Golden Corral of the ocean at that point?
Yes. The old
just
buffet.
Keep going back to the buffet. Wrong end of the buffet there.
How about
chocolate
you
fountain?
Just skydive into that.
Zero.
Yeah, zero. Because they're just hungry now. Yeah. They're eating.
That's what we call a frenzy.
Yep, that's a feeding frenzy there.
By the way, just seconds response, Lisa.
What'd she say?
What's up?
Because, now what are you going to say?
I've got a question. What's up? What do I respond now? I'm in a dark corner now. What do I do now?
Do you know Lance Taylor?
No. I'm going to say, just need to prove I was friends with you.
When's the last time you had a Klondike bar?
Ask her a good graduation present for a 19-year-old girl.
Okay. Yeah. How about a 17-year-old son?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, hey, first story. It came across this one from Dunaway, actually. See if I can pull this real quick. There it is. Not a good story here. Rocky, how about this? An Arby's manager in Vancouver, Washington, admitted to police that he urinated not once, but twice in the restaurant's milkshake mix.
Oh!
Now police want to get in touch with customers. Police say
their digital
evidence cybercrime unit began an investigation into Stephen Sharp over possible possession and dealing dozens of photos and videos depicting sexual exploitation of children. At least one kid's imagery was downloaded to one account near the Arby's. Authorities then got into contact with Sharp. Sharp confessed to downloading and distributing child porn and having a sexual interest in children. He also told them he was a night manager at Arby's. Search was executed on Sharp's digital devices, and police found a video of Sharp urinating into a container that was milkshake mix from Arby's. Definitely Island, maybe worse than Island.
Yeah, I think Island is a good start there. I'm with you. We may go deeper than that, but definitely start out on the Island.
I mean, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, numerous.
Yeah. For numerous reasons.
Yeah, I'll start with the charges from the cyber unit, and then we'll go to the urination.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's only number two.
The urination milkshake, enough to get him on the Island to begin with.
Right.
Everything else may make his stay on the Island very short.
Lawsuits. Arby's is looking at here.
Don't forget, it was just recently they had a drive-through worker throw hot grease on a drive-through customer here in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Tough run for
that pub there. Have you guys ever been to the bridge in Gatlinburg? What is it called? The
Swaying Bridge?
Yeah, the Swaying Pedestrian Bridge.
Yeah.
That made me a little nervous. Right. I don't like heights.
Yeah, there's no way. I cannot walk across a bridge like that.
Well, how about this one? The world's, and Rocky's going to pull it for us, largest suspended pedestrian bridge has now opened in the Czech Republic.
Hard pass.
Now, known as the Sky Bridge 721, it spans a whopping 721 meters, takes 10 minutes to walk across that. It hangs 95 meters above the ground. So what does 95 meters equate to?
A meter is what, just over 3 feet? Do math, 91 times three.
Yeah, hard pass.
So you're looking at basically 28 stories?
Wow.
But here's the deal, okay? So there's going to be one or a group of teenage boys or college-age boys that are going to get out there and start swinging it back and forth.
Oh, Dunaway,
right?
Don't even start.
That's what's going to happen. They're going to start trying to swing that thing.
And somebody's got to do maintenance on that thing. So how much do I trust that person?
Do you not think of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
I 100% think of it.
The altitude is actually 3,600 feet. Yep. The bridge connects to both mountain ridges. The bridge has undergone extensive safety testing, I would guess.
Sure.
I mean, it does look very secure.
Okay, this is what's amazing. It's only going to close when it needs maintenance and when winds exceed, you want to guess the mile per hour?
75.
30.
30 sounds about right for me.
Yeah.
83 miles an hour.
Negative.
I'm at 45 miles an hour.
It's 82.
So it's 75. I mean, freaking James Spann could be in suspenders with his sleeves rolled up, and I've still got to walk across that bridge?
And by the way, the construction of the bridge cost around $8 million. Took 2 years to build.
Why do they need it? To get from one side to the other?
It's like that's what bridges are used for these
days. Pretty much, yeah. That was it.
To connect two things?
To get you over water or a gap in land?
There's troubled water they're trying to get over.
I'm to the point where I think major television networks need to give up TV series because they're just not any good anymore.
I can see that.
But here's one that CBS has decided to greenlight. The True Lies series adaptation. Now, you remember the 1994 James Cameron film starring Jamie Lee Curtis?
James Cameron did that film?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Tom Arnold.
Yeah, Tom Arnold
Bill
was
Pullman.
In it.
No, Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, yeah. New series tells the story of a suburban housewife who discovers that her computer consultant husband is actually an international spy. She's then recruited to work alongside her husband and save the world as they try to revitalize their passionless marriage.
I'm in.
It was pitched in 2017. Fox passed on it, and now CBS has greenlit it.
I mean, it was a okay movie, but after that, I mean, can't be
a
weekly series.
The movie wasn't bad, but I can't imagine it being a series.
Me either. Hey, by the way, on that big tall bridge, isn't there one that's a bridge like that, but it's also a glass bottom that you can see through it as well somewhere in the world? I think it was in China. I really do. I think they built a glass bottom really high up swaying bridge.
The old glass bottom really high up swaying bridge.
Yeah, that's what it's called, actually. Yes.
James Sr. is not going to like this story because he's a Johnny Cash guy, right?
He is a Johnny Cash guy.
This is funny, though. I'm a Johnny Cash guy.
It's in this order. It's George Jones, Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash.
Is that Dunaway's glass bottom really high up swing bridge?
Glass bottom bridge.
You make the rock and world connect.
You make the rock and world connect. That looks like swimming pools.
That's a tough one to walk over. I'm with Jim. I don't think I want to walk over that one either.
Oh, I mean, look at that. You were walking over glass at that point.
No, thank you.
Wait, is there even a rail on this side?
Well, I'm sure the side's high on. No,
that one's scarier than the other one.
Okay, so an Arkansas town is upset after someone shot a hole in their water tower in a very specific and unfortunate location.
I think Johnny Cash would laugh at this.
Now, the water tower in Kingsland, the birthplace of Johnny Cash, bears a painted silhouette of the famous man in black, but an unknown person recently took careful aim at Cash's crouch and pulled the trigger. Now the mural is
crotch.
Now the mural is actually leaking from that spot.
I mean, it looks like he's peeing. It's funny.
I think that's hilarious.
I think Johnny Cash would laugh at this. I think he'd get a kick out of it.
That is really perfect.
Yeah. That is good.
A long piss, man.
Is
Johnny still going?
How long does it take to empty that tank, though?
Like that, it'd be a long time.
I don't know. Ask June.
What?
Walk the line, Dunaway. Yeah. Here are some job titles in Victorian slang. Wait staff, knights of the napkin. A chef was a dripping lick fingers Jack Nasty Face.
Those are three different names for it.
Oh.
a dripping lick fingers, then there was
Jack Nasty Face.
Jack Nasty Face.
Okay, Lawyer had three different names. Actually, four. Tongue Patter, Snipe, Brother Snaps, and the Sublime Rascal.
The old Sublime Rascal.
Teacher.
We went to the Sublime Rascal's birthday party, didn't we?
We did.
Teacher, Niplog, Knight of Grammar, and the Gospel Grinder. Surgeon, Castor Oil Artist.
I didn't get that one. But
the dentist is the Fang Faker.
The old Fang Faker.
You Fang Faker.
On our final story in trash today, I wonder if this comes from Brown's neighborhood.
Oh, the gated community.
Struggling dad has been left fuming after his neighborhood decided to leave him a rude note sarcastically saying congratulations for mowing his lawn.
It's very sarcastic.
Now, posting on Reddit, man shared a picture of the letter he had received from his neighbor, which contained a passive-aggressive dig about the state of his garden, without the neighbor having any context as to why he let his grass grow a little longer than it should have been in recent months. Now, in the letter, the Daily Star reports the man's less-than-friendly neighbor asked if he would be able to mow his lawn on a more regular basis moving forward, as they didn't want his house to, quote, look abandoned.
You mowed. That's twice so far this year, I believe.
So passive aggressive.
Yeah, that's what he said. You mowed. That's twice so far this year, I believe. Can you keep it up? Maybe weekly, or at least every other week. Your neighbors would be very grateful if your house did not look like it was abandoned. Now, here's the problem.
What is more effort? What is more effort on my part if I handwrite that letter or sit and type it out, print it, and then post it on his door?
At this point, you want to be anonymous. That's what's happened here. Okay. It's not handwritten. Yeah. It's typed. And this guy's probably going to say, boy, the P is a little loose on his typewriter there, and he's going to be able to figure out it was the neighbor across the street.
The dad had an adequate reason for letting his outside space fall by the wayside.
Oh, no.
He's been taking care of his newborn baby and his five-year-old kid while his wife is still in the hospital recovering from postnatal complications.
Yeah. See, there you go. Thank you, neighborhood.
At the same time, you do need to pull the trigger and probably pay somebody to do it. A family member should step it up.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, somebody needs to help the guy, no doubt.
But I would be running by, sticking that on everybody's door, my response letter. Yeah. Trying over here, just trying to raise two kids while my wife's in critical care. But, you know, I'll cut the grass, guy.
You know what I would have told Bernie. You? In the time you put all the notes on the door, you could have cut your front yard.
Yep. Yeah. We all need a little help sometimes. Our friends at Mortgage Right are ready to lend you a hand. Mortgage Right's down payment assistance program gives you the option to purchase a new home without coming out of pocket for that down payment. Their team of mortgage experts always ready to offer their time, tips, and tools to help move you in with confidence and no money down. Take advantage of this home buying benefit. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
And thank you, Champy's Chicken, for bringing you this hour of the show. Always glad to have Sterling and his crew along. Champy'sChicken.com. Check them out as we get ready for football season. 102 days away when we come back. A couple of NFL thoughts and much more from the Ajay Hall developing story out in Texas. And Larry Fedora of the USFL at the top of the hour. All still to come on The Big Show.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. To tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them the Next Round sent you. 969-8100 or Michelson. LaserVision.com.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal, and that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the poor boys, but I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at Champy'sChicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Summer weather is finally here. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the Alabama heat. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the ones to call for all of your HVAC needs. Hemp Hill Services is a locally owned and operated independent train dealer, and the team can service all makes and models. Get the guys at Hemp Hill Services to make sure your HVAC unit is ready to help you beat the Alabama heat this summer. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205-229-2090.
The Next Round team is getting healthy in 2022. You could join the challenge as we look to lose weight with our friends at Way to Wellness. Plus, you can participate with your office as well and win a grand prize. For more information, go to nextroundlive.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Golf season is in full swing, and you know what that means for me, my favorite time of year. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round, inviting you to enjoy 18 holes of great golf at Ballantrae Golf Club. Just off I-65 in Pelham, Ballantrae Golf Club is one of my favorite spots in Birmingham. 18 great holes of golf designed by one of my favorite designers, Bob Kopp, and they keep the golf course in superb shape. They treat you like family when you're out there as well. Go enjoy Ballantrae Golf Club for yourself this spring and summer. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653, Ballantrae Golf Club.
Hey guys, Scott Forrester here to tell you that Way to Wellness partners with each patient to develop a treatment plan tailored to their individual needs, focusing on weight loss and reducing the health risks associated with obesity. I've lost 22 pounds in just 8 weeks. I weigh less than I did back in college. Leslie and her team have taught me how to go about reaching my goals the right way and are there to answer questions and hold me accountable along the way. Join our challenge at nextroundlive.com or learn more about Way to Wellness at aplanforme.com.
When it comes to choosing a dentist, two things are critical: trust and comfort. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist-owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast's premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trussville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. StoneCreekDentalCare.com.
On a Jai Hall in just a second. A couple observations. I'll go one big hot take here in just a second. But first, LT has a hot take for those men that may be losing their hair. It happens when you age, and that's where we call our man Dr. B.
Yes, I had I did my treatment last night from the couch. With age, for most, comes a little hair loss. I asked around. Everyone said call Dr. Beckenstein. Set up that consultation with Dr. B and his team. They performed the genetic testing to determine the best course of treatment. It is cutting edge. Dr. B, the only one in the state offering it. He can target an individual's treatment based on their genetics, formulate compounds and prescriptions to their profile. This is a game changer. After I got my results, me and Dr. B had that virtual meeting to go over my options. We chose the non-invasive laser treatment, which will help increase the thickness of my health of my hair. I'm excited to see those results in the next few months. Dr. Beckenstein takes pride in treating each patient personally, applying that expertise to produce the quality results. For more than 20 years, women and men have turned to Dr. B for a range of cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. He will use that experience and his advanced training to help us patients fully understand the procedures they are considering. Call Dr. Beckenstein today, 205-319-0316. That's 205-319-0316, and make sure you tell him the Next Round sent you.
If a Jai Hall really is out at Texas, as being reported by some people, that he's not on the roster and it's not just a clerical error or something, if he really is out, some Texas fans could see it as, is this a precursor to us about to hear Jordan Addison is going to come to Texas? Because you would have to admit, if I'm a Jai Hall and I have switched from Alabama to Texas, and then I show up and then you bring in the Biletnikoff winner, that is knocking me down a peg again, and I would probably be 88 and out the gate.
Oh, you're right where you are in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
On a worse team.
Yeah, exactly. So that if I'm a Texas fan, I would be like, oh, this could be.
Yeah, this could be really good.
Could be the precursor before us getting Jordan Addison.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what Jai Hall would be thinking and doing that. I mean, at some point, you're running out of options here. I don't know where else he could go. Again, the reports, and most of these are from Alabama. I haven't seen anybody from Texas reporting this, but he is not on the Texas roster. But there again, I didn't look at it before today, so he could not have been on there to begin with. But the report that he is no longer on the Texas roster is accurate on the online roster. And he has, in fact, deleted all Texas Instagram posts. So,
Jahlil Billingsley on that roster?
Pull it back up. I didn't look, but I think he is.
People in our chat room say, yes, Billingsley is on the roster.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's interesting to watch. I don't wish poorly on this guy. I'd like to see him get his crap together. It seems like he could be a pretty good player if he ever does.
I don't know how he would know that. You know, you hear the reports that Jordan Addison might be taking a look at Texas now, but, I mean, he wouldn't have the inside scoop on that.
Especially if Addison ends up, for real, making a trip, official or not, to Tuscaloosa just to check out the landscape, just to do a solid for Bryce Young to come check the place out. He was at USC this past weekend. I would still say USC is the betting favorite where he's going to end up, too, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So I would make them the betting favorite, yeah.
It's interesting with Jai Hall. You start to wonder if he's just the kind of guy that doesn't want to be in the locker room, has a hard time being in the locker room with coaches and rules.
That's why I'm saying if he's decided to leave Texas and wants to transfer, somebody will take him, because I think some people will look at it and say, look, he was a good enough talent that Nick Saban wanted him at Alabama and tried to play him in Alabama. And Steve Sarkisian wanted him at Texas. So he's talented enough to help my team, but there are going to be a lot of coaches that are like, I think a Jai might be the problem here. You know, he can't function anywhere he's been, and he's been to two pretty good places. And why do I think I'm going to be able to get this out of him? So I don't know what his marketability would be if, in fact, he has left Texas. I don't know where else you would go. Where else are you going to go that's on the level of Alabama and Texas? Nobody's going to take that guy that's on that level.
And when you talk about play callers, quarterbacks, at some point you're off the main stage at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling this is a guy that ends up playing somewhere like Western Kentucky. That's what I would guess about him. If, in fact, he has left Texas.
Where's home for a Jai Hall? Where did he come?
He's from down in Miami, isn't
Florida.
He?
I thought so.
So, I mean, he could be trending to, if you're Mario Cristobal, you got a great quarterback. You give this guy a shot.
You take a flyer, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you do when you're a first-year coach, second-year coach. And, you know, Sark was willing to do that. Nick Saban wasn't willing to bend over backwards for a Jai Hall. He likes... You know, they have a couple of Jai Halls, talent-wise, in that locker room that he will give those opportunities to those guys.
Yeah, I'll tell you, let's see, Alabama.
He's from Bell Rico, Florida.
Yeah. Here are the teams that were listed by 24/7 Sports as his high-interest teams. Alabama, where he enrolled. Arizona State. Arkansas.
Yeah, both of those would take him right now.
I think Auburn.
Probably would take him right now.
You got to wonder if Brian Harsin's like, man, the guy, he could cut it in Tuscaloosa. I mean,
how many stars are beside his name, though?
He's got four. And four. Central Michigan, which is random.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, Clemson was on there, Colorado State. I mean, everybody was on there. The guy's a good player.
He would have landing spots.
We'll talk to Larry Fedora and then get back into what's going on with the Jai Hall and more college football news coming up. But first, Rockstar's guy is Adam Mestre. You know, other than talking to Court, his new baby son, Rockstar probably thinks mostly about Adam Mestre.
I do. It's one of those things where I have a nightmare or something like that, and I wake up,
and I'll just go Adam Estrade, MD Realty, and I'll hit that pillow so quick. It's because he's a third-generation realtor who was born and raised in Birmingham, so you know he knows the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you? Why rent when you could buy? Buying a home is the largest financial decision you will make, so make sure you are using an agent that you can trust to help walk you through the process. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or looking for your forever home, you know that Adam can help. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation at 205-422-0589 or visit mdrealtyllc.com. At MD Realty, we make house calls.
All right, here we go. Larry Fedora on his time in college, how the USFL is going, and a lot more life. It's next on TNR.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.